Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. NIA to bring 2611 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahavur Rana to India from the US today. Delhi government to begin distribution of Ayushman Bharat health cards this afternoon. Supreme Court to hear petitions challenging Waqf Amendment Act 2025 on the 16th of this month. India's goods and services exports cross record $820 billion in financial year 2024-25. Mahavir Jayanti being celebrated with spiritual fervour across the country today. And in badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto advances to quarterfinals of Asia Championships in China. The 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana is being brought to India today. This was informed by Union Minister Piyush Goyal in a social media post. He said due to the determination of Prime Minister Narendra Modi today, the accused of the Mumbai attacks is being brought to India and he will get stringent punishment. Talking to media in Mumbai, he alleged that the Congress government did nothing to punish the terrorists.
ये मोदी जी का दृढ़ संकल्प था कि जिन लोगों ने हमारे देश पर आंख उठाई उनको सख्त से सख्त सजा मिले और आज हर भारतवासी को गर्व है मोदी जी पर विशेषकर हम सब मुंबई के कृतज्ञ हैं मोदी जी के कि ऐसे लोग जिन्होंने हमारे देश के ऊपर हिंसक हमला किया था उनको हम भारत के धरती पर भारत के कानून के अंतर्गत सजा दिलाएंगे आतंकवादियों के खिलाफ हमारी सरकार का बड़ा कड़ा रवैया है और हम किसी को भारत की धरती पर आज नहीं डालने देंगे मुंह तोड़ जवाब आतंकवादी घटनाओं पर
There are reports that Rana is being brought through a special flight from the US. Meanwhile, security has been beefed up at NIA headquarters, Patiala Court and some other areas in the national capital. Rana is being brought to India after his final attempt to evade extradition failed as the US Supreme Court rejected his application. Yesterday, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the return of Tahavur Rana is a great success of the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the Indian government to bring back all those who have done wrong to the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said it will be a great achievement for the country that Tahavur Rana will face trial in an Indian court.
Modi sarkar ka prayas hai ki jin logon ne bhi Bharat ki jameen, Bharat ka sanman aur Bharat ke nagrikon ke saath durvyavhar bhi kiya hai wo hamare kanoon ke jad mein lana chahiye. Aur main manta hu Rana ki yahan wapis aana ye Modi sarkar ki kootniti ka bahut badi safalta hai.
Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai has said strong action has been taken against those who tried to create instability in India over the past 14 years.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री आदरणीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में और माननीय गृह मंत्री श्री अमित शाह जी के मार्गदर्शन में इस देश से आतंकवाद लगभग लगभग सफाया की ओर है और जो भी देशद्रोही जो इस भारत में अस्थिरता पैदा करना चाहा है इन 14 वर्षों में उन पर कड़ी कार्रवाई हुई है और कोई देशद्रोही अब बचने वाला नहीं
The central government has appointed Narinder Mann, advocate, as special public prosecutor for conducting trial and other matters in the 2611 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana case. In a Gazette notification, the Union Home Ministry said Narinder Mann has been appointed for conducting trial on behalf of the National Investigation Agency before the NIA special courts at Delhi and appellate courts for a period of 3 years. The Delhi government will begin distribution of Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana PMJAY health cards to residents of the national capital this afternoon. The distribution of cards will start at a function in Vigyan Bhavan at 3 p.m. The scheme will provide free health cover of 5 lakh rupees to each beneficiary family per year. The Delhi government has also announced to provide an additional top-up of 5 lakh rupees under this scheme. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda and Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta will be present on the occasion. During the event, they will distribute Ayushman cards to the beneficiaries. Last week, the National Health Authority had signed an MOU with the Delhi government to implement this scheme. Our correspondent reports that through this scheme, the out-of-pocket expenditure has declined from 62% in 2014 to 38% this year.
Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana is the largest health assurance scheme in the world, which aims at providing a health cover of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization. Delhi has become the 35th state and union territory to implement this Yojana. More than 30 lakh individuals in the national capital will be benefited through the scheme. All senior citizens aged 70 years and above, irrespective of their socio-economic status, will also be benefited. Under this scheme, around 32,000 government and private hospitals are empaneled, and more than 40 crore Ayushman cards have been issued till date. With Deependra Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
During the event, an MOU will be signed between the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare and the Government of Delhi for rollout of Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. The scheme is a centrally sponsored scheme which was launched in 2021 to fill critical gaps in health infrastructure, surveillance and health research spanning both urban and rural areas. The centre has announced the material cost by 9.5% under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman PM Poshan scheme. The scheme is a centrally sponsored scheme under which hot cooked meals are served to over 11 crore students studying in Balvartika and classes 1 to 8 in government and government aided schools. The Union Education Ministry has said the new rates will be applicable across all states and UTs with effect from the 1st of next month. The central government will bear an additional cost of 954 crore rupees in 2025-26 due to this enhancement. In addition to the material cost, the central government provides about 26 lakh metric tons of food grains through the Food Corporation of India. The government bears 100% cost of food grains, including subsidy of approximately 9,000 crore rupees per annum and 100% transportation cost of food grains from FCI depot to schools. The Supreme Court will hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 on the 16th of this month. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna and Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan will hear the case. The central government yesterday filed a caveat in the apex court. In this regard, a caveat application is filed by a litigant to ensure that no adverse order is passed against him or her without being heard. Multiple petitions have been filed in the apex court challenging the constitutional validity of the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The act came into effect on Tuesday. The government issued a notification to this effect following assent given by President Draupadi Murmu to the legislation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the Midday News. President Draupadi Murmu held a one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks with her Slovakian counterpart Peter Pellegrini in Bratislava yesterday. The two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. On the second day of her state visit to Slovakia, President Murmu will visit the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and participate in various events. More from our correspondent.
Today, President will visit Jaguar Land Rover Factory, Slovakia, India Business Forum. President will also participate in the convocation ceremony of Konstantin the Philosopher University in Nitra. President will be conferred with honoris causa by the university. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu attended a banquet hosted in her honor by President Peter Pellegrini at the historic Bratislava Castle. The President thanked the government and the people of Slovakia for the warm welcome and hospitality. She said that from yoga and Ayurveda to Indian cuisine, the love for Indian culture in Slovakia is a testament to our strong people-to-people connections. She reaffirmed India's commitment to strengthen the bond of friendship between the two countries. Pooja Pivardhan, Akashvani News, Bratislava.
India's goods and services exports have crossed a record $820 billion in financial year 2024-25, despite economic uncertainties in global markets. The Commerce Ministry said this represents a close to 6% increase over the corresponding figure of $778 billion for the previous financial year. The figures were revealed at a meeting held by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal with the Export Promotion Councils and industry bodies in New Delhi to discuss the emerging trade scenario. In a major development, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China in a social media post last night. Mr. Trump said the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The U.S. president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate for China to 125% effective immediately. Earlier yesterday, China retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the U.S., which came into effect from midnight last night. China said it is raising its retaliatory tariff on the U.S. to 84%, up from 34%. Beijing accused Washington of bullying practices. It alleged that the White House has damaged the global trade order. The European Union also voted in favor of imposing tariffs on some U.S. imported goods. EU member states had approved 25% tariffs on various American products in retaliation for the U.S. imposing similar tariffs on EU steel and aluminium imports. The death toll from the roof collapse at a popular nightclub in Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, has risen to 184. Rescue operations are still underway as emergency crews continue to search for victims and potential survivors. So far, 145 people have been rescued. More than 20 of the injured remain hospitalized, with at least 8 in critical condition. The incident occurred on Tuesday night during a live performance by renowned meringue singer Ruby Perez. The 69-year-old artist was among those found dead in the collapsed venue. Mahavir Jayanti, the birth anniversary of 24th and last Jain Tirthankar Lord Mahavir, is being observed across the country today. It is one of the most sacred days for the Jain community. The followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad, and participating in chariot processions. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the citizens, especially to the Jain community, on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti. In a social media post, PM Modi said the ideals of Lord Mahavir gave strength to countless people all around the world. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim today. Similar conditions are expected over Bihar, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim, Tamil Nadu and Kerala. According to the Met Department, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab are expected to witness thunderstorm accompanied with lightning. It said there will be heat wave and warm night-like conditions over Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat today. In badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto have advanced to the quarterfinals of the Asia Championships in Ningpo, China today. The Indian duo defeated Hong Wei-Ye and Nicole Gonzalez-Chan of Chinese Taipei in the pre-quarterfinal. After losing the first game 12-21, Dhruv and Tanisha staged a strong comeback, winning the next two games 21-16, 21-18 to seal the match. In women's singles, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu also exited the tournament after a hard-fought battle against Japan's Akane Yamaguchi in the second round. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB will take on Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Delhi Capitals unbeaten so far are placed third on the points table with 6 points from 3 consecutive wins, while RCB with 3 wins from 4 matches sit in fourth place. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NIA to bring 2611 Mumbai terror attack mastermind Tahavur Rana to India from the US today. Delhi government to begin distribution of Ayushman Bharat health cards this afternoon. Supreme Court to hear petitions challenging Work for Amendment Act 2025 on the 16th of this month. India's goods and services exports cross record $820 billion in financial year 2024-25. Mahavir Jayanti being celebrated with spiritual fervour across the country today. And in badminton, India's mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto advances to quarterfinals of Asia Championships in China. And with that, we end the midday news.